بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Adib Billah Rumi Waqt Hazrat Al-Dus Mullah Shaqib Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Tere Aashiqo Me Jina Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. Hey isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریہ و بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی زبانت کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے زنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا
ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا کسی کسی اہل دل کے صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد this beautiful بیان of our honorable الاستاذ شیخ حاری باللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت اس ٹائٹل اٹس سو بیوٹیفلی تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا if you want to learn how to pass through this journey of life and get the greatest gift for which Allah Ta'ala has created us, the true ishq, that burning love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Hazrat says, I only learned it from the company of the true lovers of Allah. So my object and purpose of life is that I just want to love amongst the lovers and I want to die amongst the lovers. In other words, to learn how to love and to learn how to die only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And thus we can only get from the company of our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, who will teach us that conditions will come one of two. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so beautifully, Ajabar li imri al-mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu khayr. That the matters of the believers are very strange, astonishing, that all these matters are only good. In asabatu sarra shakara, fakana khayra lahu. Wa in asabatu darra sabara, fakana khayra lahu. That Allah ta'ala brings some good conditions, you feel it's favorable for you, then make shukr to Allah. لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَوْا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ مصیبت آئے تو گھبرائے مت نعمت آئے تو اترائے مت So if Allah Ta'ala brings some conditions favorable, don't be overtaken that I achieved this and I made this effort. Allah save me, all of us, whether it's even in ibadat. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Shuaib alayhi salam is telling his own people that just that I am inviting you towards the oneness of Allah, it's not from my own accord, it's only Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. So we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally when we read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. That, oh Allah, we beg you that your ni'mat, your favors should not be taken away. Generally we think of the favors of dunya, but really it should not be that Allah Ta'ala snatches the tawfiq from us of doing good. That is really what we should be begging Allah Ta'ala for. So Hazrat says that if good conditions come, make shukr. If some adverse conditions come, whatever conditions come, it's only good for a believer. Make sabr, in other words, carry on doing what we have to do. Don't be overtaken with grief and stress and fall into anxiety. Carry on doing your farais, wajibat, sunnati mu'akkada, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says to pass through this journey of life, which is actually the most important part of our life, where we are in imtihan room. And this comes to everybody. The greater, the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these conditions come even more. And this is how we should learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sitting in their company, that this is this gift that Allah must put into our heart, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حضرت فیض ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیرے راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا that I learned from your true lovers those who had the burning love in the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the spark of this love of Allah passing through this journey of life is not just a matter of making ibadat which is important it's our duty but generally we taught that ibadat is we have to be making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but greater than that is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the love of Allah then Hazrat says to pass through the spark of your love of Allah oh Allah it is only possible in one of two ways whatever conditions come it is only either I'm making sabr and that sabr also comes only from you it is only your special favor Allah brings conditions and Allah gives you the ability to go through to that conditions provided you sit in the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we build this connection with Allah ta'ala and then Allah ta'ala brings as a pious servant says so beautifully in his tahajjud namaz kabhi taat ka surur hai kabhi itiraf e kusur that oh Allah sometimes you give us the enjoyment of getting up for tahajjud and we are close to you that also makes shukr to Allah ta'ala it's not our ability it's not that I woke up it is only Allah ta'ala's fazl kindness and then Allah ta'ala gives you the opportunity to realize oh Allah I'm full of only filth and dirt yet you allow me to stand in your court so a person learns this great qualities of sabr and shukr and this is how a person passes through this life which is on one occasion Hazrat Maulana Tanvi rahmatullah alayh as Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayh the sheikh of our dada sheikh that is their stage higher than ikhlas that whatever we should be doing only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so Hazrat says that telling his honorable Hazrat you explain to us we don't know that and this was the quality of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum the humbleness in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam and they knew in this way we can always only learn more and get more nur from Allah ta'ala that comes in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu sallam every moment and this is transferred from heart to heart till we are fortunate from our mashayikh we get this nur and Allah open my heart first of all and all of us to realize we came here as Hazrat explained it's not just a majlis that we came and we are present and we go back did we take back what we learned last week did we bring it into my life myself I have to ponder and all of us beg Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam is so vast so kind ummat makes little turns our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how Allah Ta'ala brings favorable conditions so the whole world can try and cause harm we turn to Allah Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala's mercy is very vast so Hazrat replied that Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi sheikh Hazrat you tell us and Hazrat said higher than ikhlas is raza bil qaza whatever you do you want to do for Allah's pleasure but sometimes you think I'm going to do this and some blockage comes in between outwardly it looks like a blockage but Allah Ta'ala is blocked like Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu say araftu rabbi bi fasqil azaim that I recognize my Allah that when I made firm intentions I'm going to do this and my plans were all in place but I see it just got broken I realize everything is only in the hands of Allah and I'm happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala jo Allah kare so khair kare so Hazrat says if you realize this then you'll either be making shukr or either be making sabr and just getting closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala and that is now what is called raza bil qaza ye teri raza mein jeena ye teri raza mein marna meri abdiyat pe ya rab ye hai tera fazl karna that oh Allah after all I am your slave iyyaka na'budu and you are showing such favors upon me that through the barakat that you joined me to your lovers that I realize that I have to love in your happiness whatever conditions come only comes from you I have to be doing my what I have to be doing for your pleasure in other words ibadat also not just as a duty as a responsibility and even not just as for sawab that we should have iman wa ihtisaba Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us whatever we do iman this is Allah's command and Allah's actually not command Allah's special gift that Allah has given me the gift of iman and the gift of Islam رضینا باللہ ربا وبالاسلام دینا وبسیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رسول و نبیا. So to love in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and to die, in other words, you break your desires. You thought, I'm going to do this and I'll be there for the majlis, for example. And some Allah Ta'ala brought some conditions. You have to attend to somebody that's sick or something. So Allah Ta'ala brought those conditions. You are happy and you do it happily. And Allah Ta'ala, this is how we should pass through our life. And as a person passes in this way, every moment of yours, you're getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Hazrat says, you'll find, yahi aashiko ka shewa, yahi aashiko ki adat, kabhi girya wa bakahe, kabhi ah sar barna. You'll see the friends, the true lovers, aashik, that is those who got the burning love of Allah ta'ala. If it's Allah's command, then I accept it wholeheartedly. And this is their way of life, this is their habit, in other words, this is their life. And this is what our life should become. Allah, give me an iota of this reality and a full share of this reality through the barakat of our Shaykh. That you'll find, kabhi giri aw bukai. Sometimes they are crying, tears. And this is generally in their private life, in their tahajjud, etc. Crying to Allah Ta'ala, how am I passing your life, O Allah? I'm still far from your closeness. And this is in the obedience of Allah. Person like myself, full of sins. How we should be crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala loves. A person cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion makes dua. Allahumma akfir li zambi fa innahu la yakfiru dhunuba illa anta. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling. Hazrat Ali Rajna was behind Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this dua three times. Allahumma akfir li zambi fa innahu la yakfiru dhunuba illa anta. And the third time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and looked up to the skies. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu was surprised when he said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ask forgiveness from Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no errors in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but getting closer to Allah and you are smiling. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala in return smile and says, that one, look at my banda, he realized only I can forgive his sins. Nobody else can forgive our sins but Allah Ta'ala. So dear, this is the way of life of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that sometimes they will be taking a deep sigh of regret. Ah, I could have done, I didn't pass my day properly. I didn't make my ibadat properly. Sometimes they are crying tears, and those tears that are really just rolling down their chilly cheeks. And Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi says, those cheeks, those tears, when it is wiped on your cheeks, the fire of Jahannam, inshallah, won't touch that face. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that whatever conditions come, Allah Ta'ala brings those conditions, we have to turn to Allah. And we see how Allah Ta'ala takes care of our conditions. Hazrat says, this is the sign of true love. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And what is the sign of a true lover? And what is the sign that love of Allah is penetrating your heart? And what is the guarantee of this? That kabhi zikr ho zubah par. That sometimes you are engaged outwardly with your tongue making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, we are human beings all the time. Maybe you can't be making zikr with your tongue. But your heart is never empty of the remembrance of Allah. That your tongue is just quiet, you're just sitting like the friends of Allah, as Hazrat taught us. One great form of ibadat with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, make dua from the heart. That people think you are just sitting quietly. But that dua from the heart, that is real munajat. That secretly you're talking to Allah Ta'ala. And only Allah and you know you what you are begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the condition of a believer. Anytime, anywhere, any thought just comes to you, talk to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala knows that person's condition. So this heart can only be in that condition when it becomes a heart. And that is why we have to love with the Ahl al-Dil, the prayer, the lovers of Allah who got hearts. And as our Dada Shaykh used to say, that he Shaykh Mohan Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, when Allah Ta'ala says that you want to know who is Rahman, who is that great mighty king, but so beloved and so loving, that Allah created us out of his mercy. Fas'al bi khabira. جو باخبر ہے اس سے پوچھو. Ask those who know about Allah, then you sit in their company, then your heart will start getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever conditions come, you won't be overtaken by the outward media and all this, all the social media news, etc. You got no time for that. You got time to be engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained, now you'll understand and realize how to pass through this life. You need support. And what is our real support? Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, teri aashiko me jina, teri aashiko me mirna. That I learn what is the sum total of my life to gain this true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where I learn this great support from your lovers of Allah. So I only want to love amongst your lovers. I only want to die amongst your lovers of Allah. That they taught me every moment. Whatever condition comes, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat, that things go smoothly in my life. But Allah ta'ala will bring conditions and Allah ta'ala accordingly will give us the ability to make sabr, provided we love in the company of the lovers of Allah and do what we have to do. Make the zikr of Allah ta'ala. And most important, beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to stay away from His disobedience. And loving the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then see the enjoyment of life in this world already you'll get. As Hazrat says so beautifully in his international poem, famous poem, Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki hai jannat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati hai sunnat ki raaste. The height of enjoyment where you will meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is when you follow the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will reach your road to Jannat. And that is our actual home. Tilka darul akhirah. But Hazrat explained so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala se milate sunnat ki raaste. When you follow the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world already, Jannat is still far. We have to love our life. And then the life of the qabr, of barzakh, how long is that? And then the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me, all of us, that what conditions will come. Then when a person enters Jannat and you get the majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this world, when you got this connection with Allah ta'ala, whatever conditions come, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Oh Allah, you are sufficient for me. Hasbi Allah wa kafa. Allah is sufficient for me. As Allah ta'ala addresses so beautifully, alayhis Allah bi kafin abda. Is Allah not sufficient for his slave? So let the world scare you with all artificial things. Don't even turn your attention to that. Don't even worry about that. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us, provided we become the try our best to become the true slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained, the reality of life I did not know till I came in the company of the beloved, the lovers of Allah. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Tere aashiko se seeka, tere sang dar pe marna. Oh Allah, I didn't know what is the reality of this life, that to get the pain of the heart. And what is the pain of the heart? To get your true love. Allah's love is painful. Today in the illicit love affairs, a person goes through stupid pain, artificial pain, and he gets nothing. The real pain is the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what conditions, you're not feeling too well, it's a cold day, cold morning, and you get up for Fajr and you make sure you try and go to the masjid, and then after that salah you perform, see what Allah Ta'ala gives you, what feeling in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala, the Hazrat says, I didn't know that one is that a person is making ibadat, it is our duty and for sawab, but one is for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And no matter what conditions, I'll try my utmost to the last, to every height that I must be in the masjid with Jamaat. And that is the love of Allah Ta'ala. So as Hazrat explained to us so beautifully, that our Dada Shaykh was one of those great friends of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, so to say, left behind in this time of our Hazrat, and through that barakat we benefit from our Hazrat. That actual purpose of life is not just to make ibadat for sawab, not just to make ibadat as a duty, but out of the love of Allah. When it is done out of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then a person makes sure that is priority in his life. And that is our object and purpose of life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where you will seek the, where you will learn this, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا that I learn from your lovers of Allah who got that burning love that I must just put my head at your threshold all the time whatever I need I just turn to you who else can know my needs better than you یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا and as Allah Ta'ala commanded us And so to say, made it first of reciting Surah Fatiha in every rakat. For Hanafis, it's wajib, but it is like farz. You shouldn't leave it out. That every rakat, beg Allah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, I want to be your true slave. I'm only your slave. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to make dua at Kaaba Sharif, that maud na aaye, jab tak raze tawheed se aga na ho. That, oh Allah, don't let mort come to me till I don't get that secret of what is Tawheed. And how Allah Ta'ala explained in Surah Rahman, one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is beyond our imagination. And then Allah addresses, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِن نِعْمِكْ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْ When a person hears that which of the ni'mat of Allah you are going to deny, it is as clear as daylight, and you still got the height of audacity not turning to Allah Ta'ala, and this is only Allah's special favors, and Allah Ta'ala's special help, when a person begs Allah, Ya Allah, I want to be in your obedience, but I'm too weak, and Hazrat says, Mere jaane na tawaka, tere gham pe sabar karna. This is Hazrat, their great, the height of humbleness, tawazu, a useless slave like myself should realize, It is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. The most useless slave on the earth, Allah allows me to be in the masjid of Allah Ta'ala, in the majlis of our Shaykh, such an honorable occasion, and then to make sabr on the conditions that Allah brings to us. Allah Ta'ala, this is Allah's special favor, and this is nothing that a person should think that we did this, or we made amal. It is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Allah Ta'ala's fazl, why is our amal worth even be accepted in the court of Allah? It's supposed to be thrown on my dirty face, yet Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful that Allah brings these conditions and Allah Ta'ala gives us consolation. Then Hazrat explains, realize, ye teri atahi ya Rab, ye teri jazbe pinha, mera nalai nadamat teri sang dar pe karna. That, oh Allah, this is your special favor, it's your gift from your side, and that you want to pull me to you, so you give me the opportunity, middle of the night, that I cry, and I let tears of regret come out from my heart, and those tears roll down my cheeks, middle of the night. Ya Allah, how did I waste my life? And see the conditions that has come. I put myself in such terrible conditions, and yet you turn to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala removes those conditions. Allahu Akbar. Which king in the world will be so kind that he'll say, you caused this, now you go through it. Allah Ta'ala knows that myself, living in a state of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, yet Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity to beg Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, Rabbi khfirli, Rabbi khfir, warham, wa anta khairul rahimeen. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we shouldn't think, oh, we were worried, what will happen on this day? Now carry on back our life. No, Allah brought us to turn to Allah. Now we should make myself, first of all, an effort that I shouldn't miss one namaz, one jamaat in the masjid, wherever I may be, and encourage all one another, and at home, our women folk, our wives, daughters, all of them should be on time with salah. Then see, Hazrat says, that Allah Ta'ala special mercy, mera har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. That, oh Allah, that you give me this opportunity to realize that I'm soaked in sins, and to cry to Allah, Ya Allah, forgive all my sins. Allahumma aghfir li zunubi. That, oh Allah, forgive all my sins, Ya Allah. That nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayk. That, oh Allah, we seek forgiveness of all our sins. Nastaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum min kulli zambi wa atubu ilayk. Oh Allah, we seek forgiveness from all our sins, and who else can we turn to? And oh Allah, we promise we'll try our best not to turn back towards your disobedience. So Hazrat says, this is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. that Allah Ta'ala allows us to beg from Allah Ta'ala forgiveness, and this is a great thing we should be begging from Allah. This is the greatest ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says the best zikr is La, La ilaha illallah. And the best dua is Astaghfirullah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says the best praises of Allah is Alhamdulillah. Then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, according to the conditions, a slave full of sins like myself, the best crying to Allah Ta'ala is Astaghfirullah. And the pious servants, they are just engaged in the praises of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shuk. And only when we love for them and we open our hearts, then we will learn that we say, we tell ourselves, tell our children, read Bismillah. And just think that ni'mat of Allah, that Allah has made so much arrangement, that one seed, one grain of rice that came into your plate, how Allah Ta'ala made the arrangements to protect it and everything. And it comes in your plate and we don't say Bismillah. And this we'll only learn when we stay with our Shaykh and our Mashayikh, that they will remind us all the time. And then Allah Ta'ala says, while my banda eats, and he says, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shuk. I love such a person. So you get wilayat in eating. So Hazrat says, this is only Allah's special favor, that Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make tawbah, and then Allah Ta'ala forgives our sins also. A person cries, and then he feels light in his heart, that now Allah Ta'ala tells him that now carry on with your life. Stay away from the disobedience. And this is it. This is our deen. That you don't fall into a state of depression, and then you don't worry. Shaitan doesn't let you do what you have to do presently. That he'll say, you are bigger sinner. What you want to turn to Allah? Allah is not going to look at you with mercy. That tell him, you're not my Allah. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so kind. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person came crying to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and saying, oh my sons, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, read, inna maghfiratuka also min zunubina, wa rahmatuka arja indana min a'malina, faqfir lana warhamna. That, oh Allah, your mercy, inna maghfir, your mercy is so great, is more vast than all the sins in the world. And your rahmat, Allahu Akbar, encompasses everything. So Allah, out of your mercy, forgive us all. So Hazrat says, teri shani jazb hai ye teri, bandai parwari, mere jaan wa dil kan tushbar hama waqt yaad karna. The more you love with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, then you realize it is not I that can do any good. It's not I that can make ibadat. Just I must be annihilated from myself and all of us. Then a person realizes it is only Allah's pulling. Allah makes jazb. When a person shows his talab and he wants to be the slave of Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says, oh Allah, it is only your kindness. You brought us in a Mubarak majlis like this to make us just, that you can beg Allah, and we have to make that effort, but realize all our effort can never get us close to Allah Ta'ala. Beg Allah Ta'ala, and Allah says, Allah yajtabi may yasha wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Allah will pull those who Allah desire. So our Dada Shaykh teaches us that, oh Allah, we beg you, make us amongst those, may yasha, who you desire. Out of your mercy, out of the barakat of our Shaykh in this Mubarak Majlis, and the sadqa of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make jazb of us. That this weak, useless slave of yours, this useless body, that all the time you're giving me tawfiq to think of you, oh Allah, and worry that I must love in your obedience. And then beautifully Hazrat ends off and says, kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Hazrat addresses himself humbly, but actually is Hazrat Shah Mawlana Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, now rahmatullah alayhi, who taught us and through our Shaykh this great, great lesson, and put it so beautifully in poetic form to show us deen is enjoyable. Deen is the only way of life. We should be turning to the Ahlullah. And Hazrat says, oh Allah, it is one of the great opportunity you gave me to be in your lovers, in their sohbat, in their company, and all the time in the lovers of Allah Ta'ala from a young age. And Hazrat wrote this poem when he was still a young boy, still very, very young. And then Hazrat says, from that time already we learned, Use a gaya hai jina, use a gaya hai marna. Then I learned that I have to love for you, O Allah, and I have to die for you. In other words, the sins, the desires will come, but I'll rather break my desires, like put a dagger on my heart. And Allah Ta'ala knows this heart is bleeding for me. Allah comes in that heart. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد ان الكتاب حضرت مولانا اشرف علي ثانوي رحمه الله عليه mentioned 100 ayat of the Quran Kareem in his khutbah and he says that some of the ayat prove that comfort, success and prosperity are for the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala and some verses prove that misfortune, calamity and adversity are the lot of the transgressors. He says for the sake of brevity we only mention those verses, 100 verses. Besides these, there are many other Quranic verses to prove the claims made in this book. It is now incumbent upon Muslims to confine the success and prosperity of both worlds to following the deen. And then Hazrat says, it's upon us just to deliver the message. The first ruh and the first soul, Iman and Islam. Both the words Iman and Islam are used synonymously. Allah Ta'ala says, verily the true deen by Allah Ta'ala is Islam. Another verse Allah says, whoever searches for a deen other than Islam, never will it be accepted from him. And in the akhirat, he will be ruined. And another ayat Allah says, whoever amongst you turns away from his deen and then dies as a kafir, his good deeds will be ruined in this world and the akhirat. Such people are the inmates of the fire. They will remain therein forever. The ruin of one's deeds in this world is the breaking of one's nikah. When a person leaves Islam, his wife comes out of his nikah. He is also deprived of inheritance. He will not inherit in the state of any Muslim. After death, there is no janazah salat for him. And the ruin of one's deeds in relation to the akhirat is the everlasting residence in Jahannam. If a murtad, a person leaves Islam, he returns back to the fold of Islam, he will have to renew his nikah with the woman who was previously his wife. This renewal will be with her consent and approval. If she refuses, it cannot be imposed on her. And she cannot be forced to marry him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, O people of Iman, believe in Allah, His Rasul, in the Kitab which He has revealed to His Rasul, and in those books which were revealed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His Rasuls, and the day of Qiyamah, he has gone astray. Undoubtedly, those who were first Muslims, then they became disbelievers. Then again Muslims, then again disbelievers, and they remain like this. They have gone multiplying in kufr. Allah will never forgive such people, nor will He show them the road to Jannat. Another verse Allah says, those who have rejected our laws, soon we will enter them or we will roast them in a dreadful fire. Therein, when their skins become scorched and burnt out, we will immediately replace the skin so that they suffer the punishment forever. Allah is most powerful and the wise. Another verse Allah says, those who have adopted Iman and practice righteousness, soon we will enter them into such paradises, such gardens, under which flow rivers. They will live therein forever. Therein will be pure wives for them. We will enter them into a dense shade of coolness. In these ayat, some of the bounties of Jannat for the people of Islam, and some of the terrors and hardships of Jahannam are mentioned for the rejectors of Islam. Other ayat and hadith explain these in greater detail. O Muslims, this life of the world is insignificant. If you remain steadfast on Islam, irrespective of whether you have to suffer some hardship, the comforts and luxuries which you will experience and enjoy immediately after death will make you forget the memory, will make you forget any difficulty or hardship which you had undergone on earth. But if due to some motive, greed, fear or hardship, you turned away from Islam, Allah forbid, you will experience and suffer such terror and punishment immediately after death that you will forget whatever comfort and luxury you had enjoyed here on earth. You will never be able to escape that misfortune and dread which will overtake you after death. Hence, a person with the least amount of understanding will not renounce Islam for the sake of even the kingdom of the whole world. O Allah Ta'ala, guide our brethren and straighten our intelligence.